Go 620 WTMJ.
Good afternoon. Has everybody had an opportunity to get a copy of the complaint?
Let them go.
I first want to say that there's been an extraordinary amount of publicity in connection with this matter, and that's understandable. I'm governed by very tight regulations at this time by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, particularly Rule 20:3.6. We've distributed a copy of that to the press here in attendance. There's two things to which I wish to call to your attention from that matter. Under sub 1, the following, with the district attorney, no statement relating to the character, credibility, reputation, or criminal record of a party, suspect, or the expected testimony of a party or witness. The expected testimony of a party or witness. And under sub 2, in a criminal case or proceeding that could result in deprivation of liberty, cannot make a statement, relate to a statement given by a defendant or suspect, or that person's refusal or failure to make a statement. Cannot comment on that. That's an explicit directive. And finally, under sub 6, cannot announce the charges except as follows. The fact that a defendant has been charged with a crime, unless there is included therein a statement explaining that the charge is merely an accusation and that the defendant is presumed innocent until and unless proven guilty. I am announcing that these charges are brought, so I am constrained ethically to tell you at the same time that they're assumed, the name, person's name in the complaint are assumed to be innocent, and that assumption continues until such time, and unless and until such person is proven guilty in a court of law. With that, I can tell you, as you know, because you have the complaint, three officers are being charged, and some with several counts. Second-degree recklessly endangering safety as a party to a crime is being brought against the defendants John Bartlett and Daniel Masaryk. That the penalty for that that particular crime is up to $25,000 and up to 10 years in jail. There's an extra five-year added penalty for Bartlett because he is alleged to have carried a knife during the occurrence of that felony. The defendants, all three defendants, John Bartlett, Andrew Spangler, and Daniel Masaryk, are charged in count two with substantial battery, and that carries the penalty of $10,000 and up to 3.5 years in jail or incarceration or both. Again, because Bartlett had a knife at that time, he comes to an additional 4 years exposure. And finally, the defendant Masaryk is charged in the third count with perjury. That bears a penalty. The penalty for perjury is up to $10,000 or 6 years or both. So depending on if there is a conviction, the court would have the option of various years, substantial number of years in each situation. This has obviously been a very difficult time for our community. I love this community. I live in the city of Milwaukee, although I could live anywhere in our county. I live in this city because I choose to live here and choose to cast my lot with the people of this city. I love the diversity of our city as black and brown, Hispanic and white, a wide variety of ethnics. I cherish that part of our city. I'm distressed, as any other caring citizen is, about this case, about implications it may have. I can assure you that we will press forward with this matter. I don't consider this a finished matter. There is more that we should learn in this case that we do not know, and I hope that we can learn more as the matter progresses. There is some factual things, such as Mr. Jude's situation. We don't know finally what the situation may be with his eyes. That may change the nature of the charge, depending on what the final medical assessment is about the gravity of his injuries. This, of course, is just the beginning. After this, the police department will open its internal personnel investigation. In that case, every officer is constrained to answer. If they do not answer, they can be discharged. If they answer falsely, they can be charged. They can be discharged for lying. If they tell the truth and it involves something in violation of the law, they could be discharged for that. We cannot gain anything from that investigation. That's very important that people understand that. A case called New Jersey versus Garrity, the United States Supreme Court made it clear a number of years ago that a district attorney could not in any way profit in the criminal investigation from the internal personnel where the officers are constrained against their will to give a statement. Indeed, we lost a case against an officer a number of years ago, Robleski case, where we initiated a prosecution against an officer. Information was used at some stage that came from requiring that officer to answer questions, and eventually Judge Dugan dismissed that prosecution. We do not wish to run that jeopardy in this case, and that's the reason I'm sure that the chief of police has not initiated that investigation. We approve of that. I think that's the right way to do it. Nothing would be more distressing than to see a case of this gravity dismissed by a judge because there's been some procedural error. The chief has taken it in the appropriate way, in my fashion. From there, of course, as we all know, there can be civil lawsuits. Mr. Jude can bring a civil lawsuit. Mr. Harris can bring a civil lawsuit. There may be federal investigations. Sometimes after state matters are closed, the federals open up an investigation. There can be individual depositions in there, and there can be FBI agents and a grand jury investigation. So this may be just the first step of a very long trip. I hope, I say this from the bottom of my heart, that I hope, and I say it not profanely, I hope to God that somehow we bring with justice peace to our community.
Mr. McCann, can I ask you a question?
Sure, I'm open to questions from here.
You initially indicated...